The protracted gubernatorial race continues across the state. Counties face a deadline to certify local results by the end of the day. Some will do just that, but many others will need an extension into next week to finalize vote counts. And in Durham, there will be an evidentiary hearing to determine a paper ballot should be recounted following a computer glitch. Jeff DeBerry reports that a conclusion to all this could be weeks away.
Throughout most of the country, election season has morphed into transition time. Not here in North Carolina.
Our vote counts! Our vote counts! Our vote counts!
Protesters chanted outside of the Durham County Board of Elections one morning this week. As the governor faces a relatively small but potentially insurmountable deficit, there have been allegations of fraud and malfeasance, including in Durham. For now, there is plenty of smoke and comparatively little fire. One side says uncertainty looms. The other camp calls the results clear. Democrat Roy Cooper leads Republican incumbent Pat McCrory by nearly 5,000 votes, not including absentee or provisional ballots. Morgan Jackson is a Cooper strategist.
It's a shameful thing that when you lose an election, the only thing you can do about it is to try to say that something wasn't done correctly. It's absurd, these allegations they're throwing out about voters, and they're just making them up out of thin air.
Governor McCrory spokesman Ricky Diaz.
Voter fraud's like insider trading. If you're not looking for it, you don't find it.
Diaz points to Bladen County, where a forensic examiner identified more than 160 absentee ballots that appear bogus, apparently part of an effort to help a candidate waging a write-in campaign. Republicans say this could be a sign of widespread issues. Democrats contend it's an isolated incident, and there is no concrete evidence of extensive cheating. McCrory's campaign maintains that between any possible fraud and the tens of thousands of provisional ballots still to be determined, nothing is decided.
There are thousands and thousands of ballots out there that have yet to be counted and discovered. And again, it's a spit in the face to voters who have waited in line to cast their votes for Roy Cooper to seek to proclaim an outcome to an election that's yet to be decided.
Diaz says the campaign is filing complaints in 50 of the state's 100 counties, where he alleges they have uncovered instances of dead people voting, people casting ballots twice, and felons voting.
I think it's both to be expected and dangerous.
That's Chris Cooper on all the recent talk of fraud. Cooper, no relation to the candidate, teaches political science at Western Carolina.
I'm unconvinced that there's widespread voter fraud anywhere in America. And I am convinced that states do as good a job as they can, given the resources they have, to count votes.
He says he sees this as a late-game effort by McCrory.
I think it's a Hail Mary. I mean, and sometimes Hail Marys are received and win the ballgame. But this, make no mistake, this is a Hail Mary.
Meanwhile, nearly 60,000 provisional ballots are being considered and either thrown out or counted by local election boards. These ballots are cast when there are questions about voter eligibility. Political scientists say about half of all provisional ballots are thrown out, and those counted tend to lean Democratic or mirror the general election outcome. Using history as an indicator, this means McCrory is going to have a tough time making up the difference of a few thousand votes. Jeff DeBerry, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.